We saw a political, I think he's a political ally of yours, Emmanuel Macron, face this very question over the past couple of weeks. He put a surtax on fuel, riots in the street, and he had to back down. What lesson did you learn from watching that?
Well, he didn't ensure that the second part of it, you put a price on pollution because we want less pollution, but you also make sure that ordinary Canadians are going to be able to be to afford this transition towards a lower carbon economy.
So it's the rebate that makes the difference.
The rebate, the support for families, and making sure that we are supporting families through this transition time is a fundamental responsibility for every government.
And yet, the United Nations says that most of the large emitting countries, including Canada, are not on track to meet Paris targets. They are calling for more urgency. So how do you respond in the face of that? Do you speed up what you're doing? Do you change what
you're
doing?
Actually, a lot of countries around the world are looking with a lot of interest at how Canada is moving forward on putting a price on pollution and supporting ordinary citizens through this transition. It is a model that is going to set us on a path to reach our Paris targets. We are going to be able to
reduce... Well, the UN says no. The UN says it's not going to happen.
We are going to be able to reach those commitments.
How?
By having having a price on pollution, people will look for ways to innovate to pollute less. That will effectively reduce our climate change emissions and improve outcomes.
So you will reach the Paris?
We're going to reach our Paris targets. Yes.